of where you were born and when and how you came to Seattle?
Well, I was born in North Wales. Oh, I just have to talk about it. I was born in North Wales. And I came to Seattle in 1911 with my mother and four others in the family, four other children.
Yeah. Why did she bring you here?
My father had stopped here in 1909, and then he sent for us in 1911.
So he was already here?
He was already here and had a home for us to go to.
And what did he do?
Well, at that time, he was a gripman, as they called them, on the cable car, Madison cable car. And then from there, he went with the Seattle School Board.
With the School Board?
Yes, so the custodian.
Mm-hmm. And did your mother just work at home?
Mm-hmm.
Did you go to a school in Seattle, high school?
No, no high school. I went to Stevens Elementary School, and then at Longfellow School. I finished there. I think it was the sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And that was all the schooling I had.
Do you remember when you were growing up, did your family discuss politics?
No, not much that I can remember there.
Do you remember what newspapers they read?
Well, I know we had the Seattle PI.
Mm-hmm.
I remember it was having two papers, but I know we had the Seattle PI.
Do you remember if they ever read the Union Record?
No.
Mm-hmm. No, they didn't, or no?
No, they didn't.
Mm-hmm. So what were you doing when the general strike started?
I was working in a small candy factory, I'd say, in those days.
In Seattle?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Do you remember why it was called, or who called it?
No, I don't.
Sure, before when you just mentioned briefly that you said something about the shipyards.
Yes. There were quite a few shipyards in Seattle in those days. I had a brother that was 17 that went to work then. There was, well, let's see now. Yeah, there was Skinner-Netty, Ames Shipyard. What was it? That's the one he worked for in place.
So do you remember when the strike was called, or when they decided to have the general strike, and before it actually started, do you remember people talking about it? Was it something?
No, I don't.
It wasn't a topic that people talked about?
No, not at our home it wasn't, no.
Mm-hmm. How about with your friends or at work? Was it a topic of conversation?
No, not much of that.
Hmm. And what was the general strike like?
Well, I can't remember the date, but I know that during the strike, they released a lot of the soldiers at Fort Lewis, or Camp Lewis at this time, and they came to Seattle to leave. Some of them had come from back east. There was one young fellow that I knew from Chicago. I didn't think much of Seattle to come be released and couldn't find a restaurant or any place to eat.
So nothing was open?
No, it was a general strike.
Did you work during it, or were you out also?
No, we couldn't get to work.
Couldn't get to work?
No street cars, there were street cars, and no street cars by me.
Was your factory a union factory, or?
No.
So if you had been able to get there, you would have worked during the strike?
Well, now I don't know whether my dad would have let me or not.
Was he a strong union?
No, I can't remember that, but then I don't really know whether he would have allowed me to go.
Why would he not allow you?
Well, I suppose thinking of the danger of gold working, you know, as it was then. I don't think as bad as it is nowadays, but it was pretty bad. Might get hurt, you know.
I see. What did you think of it at the time? Remember?
No, I can't think of remember, you know, because I knew everybody was on strike, and I can't remember. Seems like we had plenty to eat at home, everything.
Did you think it was, do you remember if you were in favor of it or against it? Or?
Oh, no, I can't remember.
Do you remember if there was any violence?
No, I don't.
Do you remember the army coming in? Was the army around?
No, I can't remember. No. Fort Hood, of course, wasn't so far away, but I can't remember any troops coming in.
Mm-hmm. How did you get your information during the strike?
Oh, that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I suppose, no, I don't know whether the news, I couldn't tell you whether the newspapers were on strike then or not.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Did you see any of the dining halls that they set up? They had these dining halls where they fed people. You said you ate at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, not from the general strike, I don't.
Mm-hmm. There's no trouble though getting food at home or anything?
Not that I can remember. There's small grocery stores and the neighborhood grocery stores, you know. They weren't these chain stores then.
Were they open during the strike?
The small one near us was.
Where were you living then?
Out in what is part of the central area now.
Mm-hmm. Who do you remember as the leaders? I don't mean the people, but was it a union strike or an IWW strike? Or who was running the strike?
I don't know who was running yet, but I know there were, the IWWs were involved, I think. But I don't know who was running it, no.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember how long it lasted?
No.
Or how about why it ended?
No. No, I don't.
Did you think it was worth it for labor?
That I couldn't tell you.
Mm-hmm. Did it affect your life or the life of the city at all?
No. No, I don't. No.
When you think about the strike, what's the mental picture that you have of it? What was your biggest impression of the strike?
Well, the only thing I can remember is not being able to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing.
Because of the streetcars?
Yes, no streetcars.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember Obie Hansen?
Oh, I know he was mayor of Seattle.
Is there anything else you remember about him?
No, only that it was during his time, I believe, if I remember right, that it was. I'm sure. It was Ole Hansen was mayor.
Do you remember?
I don't remember the year.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember him in connection with the strike?
No.
Mm-hmm. How about Anna Louise Strong?
Oh, I read about her, but I don't. Never something. No.
How about Jimmy Duncan?
I know that much about him. No, I didn't know anything else about Jimmy Duncan.
Uh-huh. Did you know any members of the IWW at that time?
No.
They weren't in the city?
Well, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And what did you do after the strike? Just go back to work at the factory?
That was 19. No, I think I was married by then. Yeah, I think I was married. In a short time after the strike.
Mm-hmm. Did you continue to work outside of your home after you were married?
No.
You have family?
I had two sons.
What did they do?
What do they do?
Yeah, what did they do then?
Oh, them?
No.
Now. Because they're up in years now, of course. Well, one now works for the telephone company, and the other one is in the insurance company.
Mm-hmm. 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 What sorts of organizations did you belong to?
Not any.
No political or religious
nothing.
Organizations or anything like
no.
that?
No, just a little church group at one time. Mm-hmm.
Have you been a politically active person?
No, I haven't.
Do you usually vote?
Well, yes and no. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
Uh-huh. How about back in the days of the general strike, were you a politically active person?
No. Or? No.
Has there been a political leader in the last couple of years who both spoke to you? No. What's the most important issue facing the country today, do you think?
No, I couldn't answer that. I'm not that much on that.
Uh-huh.
No, I couldn't.
Uh-huh.
So, it's that part of it, I couldn't remember anything.
Uh-huh. What do you like most about this country?
Well, everything.
Well, that makes my next question a little harder. I'm going to ask you, what do you like least about this country?
Nothing.
Has there been anything in the news lately that's made you feel especially good?
No, I can't remember.
Anything that's made you feel especially angry?
No.
What great people, living or dead, do you admire most? No heroes or heroines?
No.
No one that you said when you were raising your sons and said to them, oh, that was a great person?
No, not me.
Uh-huh. Do you think most people can be trusted or that you can't be too careful with people?
Well, I guess some could be trusted, but others can't be.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that most of the time people try to be helpful or are they mostly looking out for themselves?
Well, there again, some are helpful and some all for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Would most people try to take advantage of you if they had the chance, or would they try to be fair?
I don't think they get away with it.
What did you think of the civil rights movement?
Well, I wasn't interested much in that. I never kept up with it.
How about
people that knew more about it than I did.
How about the student anti-war movement?
No.
How about, do you have any sense about the labor movement today?
No.
How about the women's movement?
No.
No feeling
no,
about the women's
no.
movement at all?
They need younger ones for that.
Do you think what most young people need most of all is strict discipline from their parents?
I believe they need more than they do get, some of them, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Do you think most people who don't get ahead just don't have enough willpower?
No. Sometimes I guess it would work that way, wouldn't it? Again, just the opposite. No, I don't think I could really answer that question.
Do you think a few strong leaders could do more for the country than all the laws and the talking?
No, not that I would. Have you asked me some questions yet?
No, yeah, well, I gave you the long version. We have about five left.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be hungry.
Well, hurry. People sometimes say that an insult to your honor should not be forgotten. Do you think that's true? Do you agree with that?
No, I don't. Like, you mean somebody has done something you forget about it and you can't make up that.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think that you can, you know, make up to make it up to someone.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's the answer.
How do you feel about school segregation questions?
Oh,
Seattle?
I couldn't say, because I tell you that, like I said, we lived in the central area, a part of it, the north end of the central area, and we didn't have any trouble in those days. We had neighbors among the black people, Chinese and the Japanese, and no trouble with anyone. Never have had. I've known some real nice people among them.
Mm-hmm. Do you think a general strike could happen today?
I don't think so.
Are there any conditions under which you would support a general strike?
No.
How necessary are employers to running a business? Could workers run businesses without employers?
No, I don't believe that.
Mm-hmm. How about these cooperative industries where workers, you know, decide what they're going to do themselves and split up the profits? Can they work?
I don't think so.
Have you read anything about the general strike since those days?
No. That's it?